Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishmas Harmbiak Shalom and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof. And here in this Daf, the Gemara discusses the Kiddush HaChodesh, that the mitzvah is to be done al Pir Re'iyah. It should be done by seeing the Levana. But then the Gemara tells us that there are several cases where we do Kiddush HaChodesh not based on Re'iyah, not based on seeing, but based on a Cheshbon. Based on the fact that the Chazal have some reasons like your kayo, misayo, the vegetables should not get rotten, the ability to be able to bury the mace. There's other reasons that come into account in Kiddush HaChodesh, which are not only the re'iyas levana, not only the fact the witnesses see the levana. How do we reconcile these two things? The mitzvah to do al pi re'iyah, and on the other hand, you have the cheshbon and other reasons Chazal have. So, the Rizkei Rav famously explains in the Rambam that there was a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai that teaches us that even though the main mitzvah is to do a pir re'iyah, is to do based on seeing the levana, but when Chazal have the ability to do that not based on levana, when they have other reasons, or when they have don't have the ability to do it based on re'iyah. So re'iyah is the way to go about it. But there is cheshbon that sometimes overtakes the re'iyah, the seeing the levana. Rabbeinu Bechaye brings a tremendous chiddush in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel when he speaks about Kiddush HaChodesh of Parshas Bo. And he says that Rabbeinu Chananel holds that Kiddush HaChodesh was always done based on cheshbon. It was never done based on seeing the moon. Hi, what about all the Gemaras that tell us that you see the moon? That was only to show and present to the world that the Cheshbon of Chachamim is right, because you see that the Einim see the moon. But it's really not the way Chazal calculated the Re'iyah of the Chodesh. And the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos already attacks it. How could that be? We see all the Gemaras that tell us that we depend on the Re'iyah of the Levana. We see that what the Gemaras tell us over here and the next few blot, how we did Chilul Shabbos for Yisrael Levana. So how could that be? So someone explained that what Rabbeinu Bechaye means is not that they didn't rely on Re'iyah at all, but that the main thing, the main basis was the Cheshbon. The Re'iyah is some kind of a leeway that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to rely on that as well. So sometimes, even though the Cheshbon said a day before, if the Eidim came, we did follow the Eidim. Meaning the Torah gave the ability for Chazal to decide not to follow the Cheshbon on that month, but to use the Re'iyah. But the main basis is the Cheshbon. In any case, we find over here in the Rishonim, and based on our Gemara, that even though the Torah says to see the moon and do Kiddush HaChodesh based on the seeing, really we are relying on the Cheshbon. According to the Rambam, we sometimes rely on the Cheshbon and not on the Re'iyah. According to Rabbeinu Bechaye, really the Cheshbon is the only thing we rely on, and the Re'iyah is something that we do either to show, or it's something you can use in some instances. What's the message over here? So, Nireh, something that comes out from what we learned, the sugyas of Kiddush HaChodesh and Machshava, I think it comes out very clearly. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is the mitzvah which is called the Chiddush of Torah Shebaal Peh. We mentioned earlier in the Shiurim, that when Beis Din or Mekadosh the Chodesh down here, the whole world, nature, is going based on that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shemayim goes based on that. Meaning you're showing over here the ability of the power that Am Yisrael has, that the Torah is theirs, and because it belongs to them, they control the Torah. And that's the power of Torah Shebaal Peh, which was given to the Chachamim, to Am Yisrael. Has brought down the mitzvah Rishonah Shenitzav Yisrael, the first mitzvah of Am Yisrael, is Kiddush HaChodesh. And the simple understanding is why this is the mitzvah that gives the Torah in the hands of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael are controlling it. It's based on them. They have the ability to do it. It's not based on what's going on in the world, but they control it with the power of Torah, which is in their hands. That's the koyach, that's the awesomeness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Am Yisrael to be owners of Torah. And we mele, this explains to us this idea that we go based on Cheshbon. Cheshbon is based on a human interaction, on a human intelligence, and not based on what you see in the world. You see in the world, you could use it. You see in the world, if you're able to use it, you use it. Depends on the Rishonim. Then what you're seeing is the Keneged Torah Shebichtav, the thing that you see that's in front of you. But that's not what controls the world. What controls the world is the power of Torah of Am Yisrael that they decide based on their understanding when Chodesh should be. And this is an important Hagdama to the whole Indian of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Kiddush HaChodesh is in the hands of Am Yisrael. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or what's the group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.